Firstly, a heads up. As you know, I have another channel, Event Horizon, link below, where I do a talk show. This week's episode, dropping later today at 4 p.m. Central, features part one of an epic conversation I had with Isaac Arthur. I know many of you are fans of both channels, so you don't want to miss that one. It has been suspected for a very long time that materials from other star systems ejected into the interstellar medium could pass through our solar system or even be captured by it. There was also no reason that this kind of material shouldn't be common, but before the current generation of instrumentation, we were simply unable to detect this material. This has changed. Not only have we detected such an object, it ended up being really bizarre. The object is known as 1I-2017, or Oumuamua. See the other videos on that subject on this channel for the backstory. It just keeps getting weirder to the point that, at this time, we don't know what this object even is. Intuitively, one would expect Oumuamua to either be a comet or an asteroid. We have both such objects in our solar system, and they are well studied. Oumuamua initially appeared to be consistent with something that you might find in our outer solar system. It's red in color like objects in the outer solar system generally are. Normally, it would have been attributed to having originated from within our solar system, but it's going so fast and it entered at such an angle that an interstellar origin had to be the case. What first set it apart is its shape. It appears to be very elongated like a cigar, suggesting that it's dense like an asteroid with a high metal content. But as Oumuamua's speed has been observed, it turns out that while passing through the solar system, it accelerated somehow on its own. It's now moving faster than gravity and its momentum can account for. This would suggest a comet. As comets heat up, jets of material come off of them, and that can act as a kind of natural thruster. Problem is, no such jet or comet tail was observed. More, it was also found that Oumuamua, if it was a comet, would have broken apart. So it must sit either in a nether region of some sort, where it shows attributes of both an asteroid or a comet. This is not too unusual. The line between comets and asteroids can be quite blurred. An exhausted comet is basically an asteroid, but why is Oumuamua so elongated? That would suggest it wasn't ever a comet. A third option was put forward that Oumuamua may be a fragment of a planet, originating in a binary star system that was tidally disrupted and ejected into the interstellar medium, meaning we haven't ever seen an object like that, and don't know what it might be like. So the mystery of Oumuamua deepens, but there is one other possibility here that must be mentioned. While extremely remote, Oumuamua is very likely of natural origin. It is possible that it could be of alien origin. It's been looked at for radio missions with nothing detected, but the mysterious acceleration of the object does raise an eyebrow. Regardless of whatever it is, the first truly interstellar object we've ever discovered did not disappoint in its weirdness. Thanks for listening, I'm science fiction author and futurist John Michael Godier, currently contemplating adding talk show host to that lineup. Science fiction author, futurist, and the Merv Griffin of YouTube. I like it. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.